training the ear. The ear guides the playing. No matter how well developed, this capability can always be improved. Playing by ear has been looked down upon for too long by too many teachers. Yet it is the most natural way of learning to produce music. It's very easy to feel comfortable about changing around the music you play by ear, so this skill becomes a very natural channel leading to improvisation. When you have become very familiar with a song you have learned by ear, it can serve as a base for swinging out into wider paths of inventiveness. Playing by ear is a wonderful way to develop overall musicianship. You can do this on your own by trying to figure out notes of a simple folk song or any other type of music with which you're familiar. Persistence in trying to find the intervals of the song you're trying to play by ear, as well as recognizing and identifying intervals and their direction out of context of a song, will train your ear as well. In an ear training session with a student, the teacher can play a short group of three or four notes with the student looking away, and then have him or her find and play the same group. Gradually, the teacher can increase the number of tones and patterns to be more complex. An assignment for young students is to try and learn to play a song during the week that they might sing at school. At times, the teacher may need to guide them by questioning them as to the direction of the melody and the interval in question, but it doesn't take long for the ability to hear pitches in relation to each other to take hold. Another way is to pick a key and identify it, then close your eyes and play a group of notes. Keeping your eyes closed, try to guess what you have played. You can check your accuracy upon opening your eyes. You'll need the security of knowing your starting pitch so that you can relate all the following pitches to it. If you're not sure of the first sound, you can't be sure of the relationship to the next sound. You can record simple groups of notes, beginning with 3 to 5 groups, with a space of silence in between. Play these back and try to imitate them a few minutes a day. Consistency will eventually develop your accuracy. Even if you must grope along toward this objective, eventually this practice will sharpen your ear and your tonal memory so that you can retain and repeat patterns easily.